This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the book of Habakkuk, Leroy shares a passage you can cling to when the bottom falls out of everything. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
The book of Habakkuk contains a passage you and I can cling to when the bottom falls out of everything. Listen to Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior. I know a missionary who has labored for 25 years in a remote section of jungle, and the rewards of his labor have been very few. Very few people of the tribe he is working with have professed faith in Christ. Yet he clings to this passage and finds comfort and encouragement in its words. I think also of a mother who reared two children in a godly home. When they came of age, both daughters turned their back on the faith of their mother, and decided to follow the ways of the world. Undaunted by seeming defeat, this praying woman continues to trust the Lord as she meditates on this passage of Scripture. I know a man who spent the greater part of his life working for a large corporation. Then one day, after 20 years of faithful service, he was fired without notice. It was due to nothing he had done. The company was simply making some cutbacks, and he lost his job. Eventually, he also lost his home and his savings, but not his peace of mind. This passage has been used of God to sustain him through the hard times. In verse 18, the prophet says, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. God is not a matter of good fortune and pleasant circumstances. Joy is a decision, and God is the focus. That means whenever you and I allow circumstances to defeat us, we have gotten our eyes on the wrong object. We must keep our focus on the Lord. Christian, what are the disappointments in your life? What circumstances have gone wrong for you and are sapping your joy? Let me challenge you to memorize this passage from Habakkuk. Say it aloud and claim it each morning as you begin the day. Finding our joy in the Lord is a matter of the will, a decision we can make because of the love and faithfulness of God. Hard times will come to all of us, and when they do, when everything else fails us, we can rejoice in the Lord, we can be joyful in God our Savior. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy looks at recapturing the concept and the practice of being on fire for the Lord on Daily Discipleship.